Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast, where we unpack disruptive trends, bold strategies, and innovation-driven insights from industry leaders across the globe. In this episode, we zoom in on India's fast-evolving electric vehicle EV ecosystem. With a projected 600,000-plus EV passenger cars on Indian roads by 2031, India is at the cusp of a clean mobility revolution. Today's discussion explores how OEMs, policymakers, and technology innovators are shaping a globally competitive and locally resilient EV industry. We're joined by Nischal Khurana, Growth Coach and Associate Partner, Frost & Sullivan, Harsh Vardhan, Chief Strategy Officer, APAC, PlanView, Nainish Kulkarni, Senior Director, Mobility, Frost & Sullivan, Prajyot Sath, Associate Director, Mobility, Frost & Sullivan. Let's dive into the trends, innovations, and strategies driving India's EV momentum. India's EV market is growing, but how does it compare to global benchmarks? Global EV sales, 2025 forecast, 20 to 21 million units. India's 2025 forecast, 130,000 to 140,000 units, growing at 40% YOY. Premium EV features, e.g. driver assist tech, are being democratized across segments. Domestic OEMs like Tata Motors and MG lead the charge with high-volume models. Question to consider. Is your organization strategically aligned to meet the pace of India's EV expansion? Digital transformation is redefining mobility. India's EV ecosystem sees 40% annual growth, enabled by connected, digital-first platforms. Software-defined vehicles are reshaping automotive manufacturing. Some vehicles may soon exceed 600 million lines of code. Platforms are enabling data-driven, end-to-end value stream management. Use of agentic AI and automation is accelerating time to market and operational efficiency. How are you leveraging digital ecosystems to unlock EV innovation? From FAME II to PM e-bus and import duty benefits, policy is fueling India's EV roadmap. The policy landscape has shifted from consumer subsidies to localization incentives. Focus areas include battery production, component sourcing, and power electronics. Supply chain localization is essential for affordability and export readiness. India aims to be an EV manufacturing hub through smart factories, 3D printing, and AI. Ask yourself, are you ready to compete on cost, quality, and global scale? Can India's infrastructure keep up with the EV boom? Current charging infra, 26,000 stations / 60,000 connectors. EV to connector ratio is 7:1 today, could rise to 15:1 by 2030. Majority of chargers are AC, but shift to ultra-fast DC is expected. Emerging innovations, wireless charging, V2G, vehicle-to-grid, and interoperable networks. How are you preparing for future-proof charging and energy delivery models? The battlefield is heating up. Here's where the players stand. Domestic champions, Tata, MG, Mahindra, battery electric focus. Strategic hybrids, Toyota, Maruti Suzuki push PHEVs and full hybrids. 2030 scenario, 4 new BEVs from Maruti, co-developed with Toyota. New business models, e.g. subscription, shared platforms, gaining traction. OEMs must balance affordability, regulatory scrutiny, and innovation. Is your product portfolio evolving fast enough to compete across powertrains? Emerging technologies driving the EV future. Battery breakthroughs, LFP now, solid state, and sodium ion next. Charging innovations, inductive charging, bidirectional V2G systems, smart soft OTA updates, modular BMS, cloud-based diagnostics, manufacturing AI, digital twins, robotics, and predictive analytics. What tech bets is your organization making for the EV decade ahead? India's EV journey is not just about vehicles. It's about ecosystems, strategy, and vision. As incentives evolve, digital platforms mature, and consumer expectations rise, the leaders of tomorrow will be those who can innovate boldly, localize smartly, and collaborate strategically. That's all for today's Growth Podcast. For the full webinar replay and more insights on India's EV transformation. Until next time, stay innovative, data-driven, and future-ready.